Well, he didn't pay. Well, the son that paid, that's going backwards.
I see.
Sunday paid.
That's the one just passed.
Son paid, is right.
I suppose it was two one. Sundays past. How would you say that?
Well, two Sundays ago.
I see. Today, let's see, today is April 19th. Is that right?
I think so.
Let's pretend it is. If something happened on April 19th, 1971, it happened exactly today. It happened
1 year ago.
Okay, that's fine. Those fluffy things up in the sky are those white, or sometimes they turn dark. They're
clouds.
All right. If it's been cloudy outside, and then all of a sudden you see some blue sky, you say, "My goodness, it's going what?"
Battle.
Terrific. A heavy rain of short duration doesn't last very long, but it's very heavy.
Cool down.
And if it had thunder and lightning with it?
Ooh, lightning flash, thunder and lightning.
It would be what kind, what would you call it? It was a...
Big rain.
A thunderstorm?
Thunderstorm.
Would you call it a thunderstorm?
Thunder and lightning. Ooh, we had a heavy thunderstorm.
Okay. The wind came up, it began to blow, and it just...
And then blow things away. Blow rain. Down this.
Okay. About rain now, it goes from the heaviest rain is a pour down. All right, now the lightest rain is what?
The last sprinkle.
Okay, now what? Yes, here we are. I wanted to ask you something that I found that I heard this week. I wasn't going to ask you this, but I'll ask you about them anyway. Have you ever heard of a Chautauqua hog dog?
What's a hog dog?
Uh-huh.
Number one, I heard of, you know, people that have dogs or, you know, trained to raise hogs or, you know, run hogs or take care of hogs and things like that.
Well, I ran across this down in Natchez, and they said that they were raised across the river in, I guess it's Chautauqua Parish, I'm not sure. They're special breed of dogs that are trained to hunt down these wild hogs. And they're a special breed, they said. And I'd never heard of them. I wondered if they could have had any up here.
I haven't heard of nothing like that, no.
I hadn't either, at all. That was kind of
you know, we always even had shepherd dogs, and we could train them to go drive cows up. Where, you know, people used to have them drive and control sheep and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you might have saw a picture of Lassie on how she's taking care of sheep.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's where they used to have them like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
training, you know, drive sheep. Well, her sister had a dog. She could send them out of cows anywhere. She had a bell on. Mm-hmm. She could go out there anywhere. Drove cows out at that time. That dog would go out there and know that cow, and the rest of them get behind and drive on home.
One cow out of the herd?
Out of the herd. Get that one cow and bring them on home.
Well, I've heard of them bringing all the cows.
Oh, well, she'd go there and get that one.
Get that one cow.
Or she had to do special, go get the cow. Go get that dog, get out and go down in there, milk them cows, and bring that one cow back to the house.
What kind of a dog was it?
He was half shepherd.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, his name
Special.
What is his name?
Special.
Oh, really? That's a cute name. I like it.
Yeah.
Have they had him a long time?
Yeah, she had a long time. He raised him, puppy, raised him, all that way to train him.
That's terrific.
That's right.
I also heard on television this week the idea that a pig or a hog is smarter than a horse. Do you believe that?
Pig is smarter than a horse?
Uh-huh. What they were saying.
Yeah.
They were arguing about it.
I don't know, it might be super. I can't understand that. A pig gonna be smarter than a horse?
This is what they were saying. They said that as far as intelligence was concerned, that if people worked with the pig, you know, the way they would train horses, I guess nobody, you know, ever had really any reason to train a pig. But that if they did, they'd turn out that they'd be a lot easier to train than horses.